This is WUWM. I'm Mayan Silver. Last week, the Kenosha County District Attorney announced that he would not criminally charge Officer Rustin Chesky, who shot Jacob Blake in the back multiple times while responding to a domestic violence complaint. Blake was paralyzed from the waist down. The DA said Chesky's use of force was acceptable under the circumstances, and that Chesky had a valid self-defense claim that would prevent the DA from prevailing at trial. Racial justice activists say the decision wasn't unexpected, but they argue that the failure to charge officers like Chesky prevents accountability in a long line of police using excessive force. Alexis Hogue is associate research scholar and lecturer at Columbia Law School. I spoke with her about potential legal developments in the Jacob Blake case in the wake of the DA's decision.
Civilly, there's Wisconsin state law. There's also federal law. There are federal statutes that were enacted essentially during Reconstruction as a means to provide legal redress to Black people who were victims of state violence. And I'm speaking of Section 1983, which is a civil statute, provides a private right of action. So it doesn't rely on a district attorney or the Department of Justice to bring the lawsuit, but a private individual can retain counsel and file a civil lawsuit against someone acting under state law.
So in a Section 1983 lawsuit against Rustin Chesky and the Kenosha Police Department, Jacob Blake could get money if the federal courts find his rights were violated. Can you explain what role the federal government has in investigating the Blake case?
A federal probe, a federal investigation, would come from a federal agency, likely the Department of Justice. And so this is outside of an individual lawsuit that Mr. Blake would file, and instead would be individual attorneys with the Department of Justice, perhaps in concert with the U.S. Attorney's Office, looking at the history of conduct of the Kenosha Police Department. These were quite popular during Obama's presidency. I want to say there were upwards of 25 to 30 federal investigations going on around different police departments in this country. I think Ferguson, obviously, in Missouri was one of the more well-known investigations. And so it can be a powerful tool that the federal government and federal agencies can deploy, and the outcome could be a report, filing with a federal judge, and then it could result in monitoring, federal monitoring, of what the Kenosha Police Department does in terms of training officers, hiring decisions, disciplinary decisions. Really want to distinguish that from a Section 1983 lawsuit, which is an individual matter that a single actor, a private individual, can file. It does not rely on the U.S. Attorney's Office or the Department of Justice.
Right now, there is a federal civil rights probe into the Blake case. What are they looking for, and what could potentially come from that?
Yeah, so I'm not as familiar with the specifics of that federal investigation, but my understanding is that the Kenosha Police Department has been using excessive force long before Jacob Blake's shooting. And my understanding is that there was a shooting in the early 2000s, a young man, Michael Bell Jr., who was lethally shot. And although there was no state prosecution against the officers involved in that shooting, there was a federal civil lawsuit. And I believe Mr. Bell's family was able to collect a significant amount of money. Mr. Bell was white, but there was a real hard look at the type of force, the training that Kenosha police officers received, and how it is that they had a situation in which an unarmed young man was essentially shot. I believe it was in front of his home, in front of his family members. And I know that the governor and the lieutenant governor attempted to advance, really promote legislation that would have looked at police departments, the way they collect data, the use of force all over the state. And that was before Mr. Blake's shooting, really in response to what had happened in Minnesota with George Floyd. And there was, I think the Republican lawmakers really sort of blocked any sort of meaningful discussion of that legislation. But my assumption then is that the federal government is looking at some of these long-standing issues with the Kenosha Police Department, their history of use of force.
That was Alexis Hogue, associate research scholar and lecturer at Columbia Law School. We contacted the Kenosha Police Department for reaction to Hogue's comments. They did not respond to our requests.